This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, obviously, there's been a lot going on this offseason, and, there was... a lot of truths out there. There were some lies out there. I try not to get caught up into it too much. I really focus on just getting ready for the season, and that's about it. There was a lot of things going on. There was always there's a possibility of me getting traded, and there's a possibility of me coming back, and I'm back, and I'm ready to go play ball.
That is the voice of Nolan Arenado, who is in Cardinals camp and is getting ready for the 2025 season. When we did know there was a pretty good chance he would get traded during the offseason. It has not happened, at least not yet. It is time to go to the guest line this morning, and we bring in the host of Sports Open Line here on KMOX and Countdown to Opening Day, which is happening until we get to opening day. Cardinals pre- and post-game coverage as well. Matt Pauley is with us. Matt Pauley is brought to you by...
We are brought to you by St. Louis Composting, Growing Gardens and Making Memories, and by Norm's Bargain Barn and Wilkie Window and Door, as we appreciate them and all the spring training coverage here on KMOX.
Well, we do very much, especially today, because this is the first full team workout, and as I mentioned, and as you just heard from, that's Nolan Arenado, who's a member of the Cardinals, and this must be, for him, a little bit strange. Of course, this is a business. All the players know that. But to be in flux and to not really know where you're going to be and then show up to camp to the place you weren't quite sure you were going to be, it's got to be a little bit of an adjustment.
I don't know. I understand why you're saying that. I think there's a lot of common sense to what you said, but he said that he was always mentally prepared to return to the Cardinals. He knew it was never a sure thing that he was going to be traded, and that as he was on his flight in, he basically adjusted himself being ready to go. So I think from a surface level, common sense standpoint, you would think that it would be kind of weird. But I'm telling you, talking with him, talking with Mo, talking with Ali, I don't think there's any weirdness, any awkwardness, any of that. They're all just, he's a Cardinal. He's been a Cardinal. He's going to continue to be a Cardinal.
For now, is your gut feeling that he'll at least start the season with the team? There won't be any sort of last minute deal?
Yeah, I do. Now an injury or something obviously could always change that. But if right now is the status quo and nothing that would precipitate renewed contract talks happens, I don't think anything's going to change. He indicated that the teams that he has on his list that he'd be willing to go is not going to change. So that would tell you that all those options have been exhausted and it is done for now.
So... just so I understand, too, when you say for now, does that mean we should expect him, as you said, he's going to play some games with the Cardinals but will be gone by the trade deadline? Or do you think he's going to play this whole season?
I think it's kind of a 50-50 proposition. And look, this thing has not gone down the way that I thought it was going to go down. I was on record on this show of thinking that he was going to be traded before the new year. And then that didn't happen. They had a trade worked out with Houston, and he rejected it. But I think right now everybody's ready to kind of pump the brakes for a little bit. And the I got the sense from John Mozeliak that this really wore him down, just dealing with this constantly. If somebody calls up the Cardinals and wants to re-engage in talks, they can do that. I would say right now the Cardinals are not actively doing anything that would result in Arenado being traded, and I would suspect it's going to stay that way. Now, if there are some needs of teams come trade deadline time, then maybe those talks happen again. But you got to remember, he's got 3 years left on his deal. So this is not a situation where if he gets traded at the deadline, he's going to go play, you know, 3 months for another team and then hit free agency where he gets to choose again. He still is going to be in a spot where he's going to only want to be traded to a place that he's comfortable with. So again, as right now where we sit, those teams that he would be open with, open to, there's not a spot for that to happen. So could he be traded at the deadline? Sure. Could he spend the entire season with the Cardinals? I think that is just as plausible.
So John Mozeliak yesterday spoke and called where the Cardinals are right now a more of a transition than a reset. Do you see much of a difference in those two things?
Yeah, I do, because from a transition is what's happening is next year, Chaim Bloom is the president of baseball operations, and he's going to be making all of the baseball decisions. And some of those are going to be decisions that look different than what John Mozeliak would do. That being said, Bloom is already in the organization, and a bunch of Bloom hires are already in the organization, but it's a baseball operation that's still being led by Mo. So you've got this weird hybrid thing going on with some Bloom people and some Mo people in there, and then going into next year, it's going to be all Bloom. So this is the transitional period. I think that's what they're talking about. When we talk about the reset, we're talking more about on the field and giving as much runway as possible to young players and all these things, which honestly, I mean, that's still going to happen to a certain extent because they still want to give Nolan Gorman 550, 600 at-bats. That same thing with Jordan Walker. But some of the younger guys that you thought would get a big opportunity, someone like Thomas Sagesi, that opportunity isn't sitting there. So, you know, when they talk about, it's not a reset, it's a transitional year. The reset, I think, was more based off what was happening on the field, which just can't happen quite as much as they would like, where the transition is more about organizational philosophy.
Matt Pauly is with us on KMOX. Okay, so now that today the first full team workout happening officially, what should we be paying attention to as we begin camp and get ready for the first game, which is this weekend?
Yeah, I think the first thing is, you know, where are the battles for jobs going to come from? And watching what happens with relief pitching, because Andrew Kittredge isn't around anymore. There are going to be some high leverage innings that are up for grabs, and what pitchers are going to put themselves in position to be able to grab some of those high leverage spots. I also think how often we see Lars Nootbaar in center field during Grapefruit League play is key as well, because for this team to be the best version of its run scoring self, you probably have to play Nootbaar in center field a fair amount so you can put Donovan in left and Gorman at second, because Arenado's going to be at third, and then you want to have Burleson at the DH in those spots. So that's a, you know, but there's going to be times where they have a Michael Ciani, or if he makes the team, a Victor Scott in center field, that might limit your run scoring ability. And then watching how much better offensively Pedro Páez might be and how much better defensively Ivan Herrera might be, because there's going to be a legit competition for playing time between those two catchers.
All right, Matt Pauly, I think that we'll continue to talk with you, obviously, about the car.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized.
Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cardinals and spring training. Amy is very excited about all the people punching each other last night.
It was, or two nights ago.
Yep.
So the Four Nations face-off, and so everyone knows, again, the United States beat Canada, and so they will be in the championship game. Canada and Finland have just hit the ice, and a regulation win for either team, either Canada or Finland, will secure them in a spot in the championship game against the United States. So that's going on right now. And Matt Pauly, I said that this was perhaps the best hockey game as far as fun goes. One of the most fun hockey games I've ever watched. John Cooper, head coach for Team Canada, said that the sport is in a better place because that game existed a couple of nights ago. Both Tkachuk brothers got into fights. Colton Parayko got into a fight for Team Canada. All three fights happened 9 seconds after the opening faceoff. Yeah. Did you get to catch it?
I saw much of it, and I think Cooper's right. That was especially when, and I know this is a tournament, this is not an all-star game per se, but especially with the optics of the Pro Bowl just being terrible in the NFL and what happened with the NBA all-star game, for the NHL to be able to put the spotlight on its sport in this tournament, have a game like that, that was the number one thing, seemingly, that everybody was talking about. It was really awesome. Now, that being said, we see moments like this in the NHL playoffs every single year, and we all think that, okay, this is going to be the thing that's going to draw more people to the game, and unfortunately, it's not happening. I mean, NHL ratings this year on ESPN are basically the lowest they've ever been. The Winter Classic, they moved the time slot this year, but that was the lowest-rated Winter Classic. I mean, NHL TV ratings right now are terrible, and as much as I would love for a game like that to draw more overall interest to the sport, I'm very cynical when it comes to that because we see the hockey playoffs are probably the best playoffs of the four major sports, and a lot of people watch them, but that never translates into more people watching it in the regular season.
Yeah, I know. I will say this, man. If people say keep politics out of sports, I'd say put it back in because that was a hell of a game. You boo the national anthem, you levy some tariffs, and what do you get? You get all-stars throwing haymakers. Maybe the NHL needs politics in sports. And again, as John Cooper also rightly pointed out, that was a pressure cooker of, what, over a decade of no international best on best play. And so, of course, there you're going to be playing for pride. But you got to throw the NHL a bone every now and then. And that was fun. And there were, at least online, non-hockey accounts, political accounts, every account was tweeting about that game. And that was fun to see.
Yeah, it was a really, really good night for the sport. Let's not make it bigger than it is, but let's also acknowledge it for what it is.
I'm making it bigger than it is.
Yeah.
This will be big to me.
Yeah.
You got to give me something, Matt.
I thought I did.
Well, it was...
You want more. You're so needy.
Don't be so parsimonious with what you're giving. Well, it was a lot of fun. And you know what? But the Tkachuk brothers, too. I think that's why it's a big deal in St. Louis. It's fun. You know, a couple of kids that grew up in St. Louis lighting up the national stage. That was fun.
I saw a t-shirt online yesterday that said, Tkachuk around and find out, and I really like that. I kind of want that shirt.
That's actually really good.
You had them You had them involved in all those fights. You had John Hamm on the SNL 50th anniversary thing. Like, we're everywhere, man.
Wait, no, St. Louisans hate John Hamm right now. Remember the Super Bowl? We're not allowed to claim John Hamm anymore.
Why? Because he had the Chiefs stuff on?
Yeah, no, because he introduced the Chiefs onto the field. So, you know,
what are you talking about?
St. Louisans.
This is like Chiefs territory here. We're the home of the Chiefs.
I'm being facetious if you can't tell.
I'm on your side, Matt, because I think he wore too many scarves during the
playoffs. I love John Hamm's scarves.
I love them. He was my Taylor Swift during the 2019 Stanley Cup playoff run. Like, oh, yeah. Okay, we get it. John Hamm's there. We get it. And I love John Hamm.
Hey. I want to move real quick before we say goodbye to you. There was an awesome moment over the weekend, probably not for the guy who is at the center of it, but Terrence Shannon Jr. was an Illinois basketball player and had his jersey retired.
Oh.
And so they're pulling up the jersey. They unveil it from the rafters. The damn thing's upside down. Yeah. They have it upside down, and the crowd was gasping like, oh, my God. How in the world did that happen? And I know their athletic director, Whitman, I can't think of his first name, Josh Whitman, said that there were spirited discussions during halftime, which means there were people who got chewed out over that.
Okay, so he came to the media room and he wanted to talk before Brad Underwood, and he went on kind of an almost rant about this. And I understand his frustration and his embarrassment, because it is embarrassing, but I feel like, man, he went in a little too far on that. Like, it was a mistake that was made and it stunk. But that he really went on. They should turn this into like a marketing opportunity. They should do like upside down jersey day.
Oh, sure.
Year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they should do stuff like that. It's an unfortunate thing. I'm sure Shannon is understanding of it, you know, and they got it turned around eventually. So again, embarrassing in the moment, but you would have thought that like the athletic department just lost 17 of their sports or something based off the way he was talking afterwards.
I get it in the moment. I get it in the moment, because you're probably thinking, oh, we just ruined this kid's moment. He's not a kid anymore. He's an adult. But we ruined this guy's moment. He's standing there and he pulls the cord and the jersey's unveiled and it's upside down. So he looks like he's probably embarrassed for himself. So I get that, but you're right. You got to turn that into something. You have got to use that if you're the university.
100%. You should. But they won't, because they're taking themselves a little bit too seriously on this one.
All right, Matt Pauly, who's on Sports Open Line tonight?
Yeah, so we only have 1 hour leading into the SLU coaches show. So what we're really going to do is we're going to dive in to what Nolan Arenado had to say, and just, you know, we're going to finally put a bow on this entire Arenado situation, so we can say goodbye to the off-season narrative during tonight's Sports Open Line.
All right, buddy. Talk to you Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Matt Pauly, host of Sports Open Line. Tonight starts at 6:00 before the SLU coaches show. Also, do not forget that we do have our first spring baseball game at noon on Saturday when the Cardinals play the Marlins. It is actual Grapefruit League baseball. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.